Now to India, where some men have launched a marriage strike, as in they're refusing to get married. It's mostly a publicity stunt on Twitter by a small group of men who say feminism has gone too far. Their latest focus is a legal case that's underway at the Delhi High Court. The case is about a loophole in India's rape laws. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports, and a warning, this story contains descriptions of rape and assault.
Chitra Awasthi runs a foundation in India that gives legal aid to women. She's counseled thousands of women, many of them victims of rape. But there's one case that sticks with her from about 10 years ago.
She was a domestic worker. Her husband was not working for years. First, he will ask for money for liquor, and if she can't provide it, he will rape her.
He would rape her every day. For years, the woman never told anyone.
It is not just the stigma and social pressure. She didn't know that it is a right to say no.
And Chitra, with her advanced degrees and decades of advocacy experience, felt helpless. She couldn't help the woman file rape charges because marital rape is not illegal in India. Now Chitra is trying to remedy that. She's one of several activists petitioning the Delhi High Court to make marital rape a crime. Their fight goes back to 2012.
A young woman was gang raped in a moving bus in Delhi last night.
When an infamous gang rape on a Delhi bus shocked the world, it also triggered a reform of India's rape laws, a wider definition of what constitutes rape, and tougher penalties. But Mariam Davale, another of the High Court petitioners, says a legal loophole remained for rape that happens within a marriage.
The exception is there in the law, which is basically patriarchal. After marriage, it's the husband's right over the body of the wife. And this concept that a woman can refuse sex within marriage.
It's just an unfamiliar idea, she says, in traditional Indian society. And so these women's battle to criminalize marital rape is seen by some conservatives as radical, even destructive to traditional Indian values.
Feminist movement is importing from the West, but India is not the USA.
Anil Murthy is co-founder of the Save Indian Family Foundation. He's a men's rights activist lobbying against making marital rape illegal. Not because he's in favor of rape, he's not, but because he worries the law will be abused.
There is also a lot of stigma around divorce. The family will have a lot of loss of faith. And then they expect the man to compensate the woman with a lot of money.
Anil thinks it'll be an attractive option for some women who want out of a marriage, but also want to save face and money to file marital rape charges. Anil is divorced himself. He has not been accused of rape. But this high court case hit a nerve with him. And so he took to Twitter last month and encouraged Indian men to boycott marriage altogether.
I can send you that tweet. 18th January, in 2-3 hours, we got more than 50,000 tweets.
The hashtag marriage strike has been trending ever since. Now, not all Indian men feel this way.
So tell me where we are.
We are in Dharavi Matunga labor camp. This is our intervention area.
Anand Suryavanshi is a social worker who helps female victims of violence in Mumbai's biggest slum.
We're walking through the narrow, winding streets of Dharavi. This is one of the most densely packed slum areas of Mumbai, past a Hindu temple. Wow, the streets are 3 feet wide here. Hello.
This is where Anand holds workshops to teach women about their rights and about consent. It's delicate. Some of the older women actually may agree more with the men's rights activists than with feminists, he says.
About the sexual violence, or in any other violence in that matter, it is so difficult to change the mentality or convince them the world is changing and what is women's right.
For women who aren't comfortable talking about this stuff in person, Anand has posted a hotline phone number in the women's communal toilet area of the slum so that women can call discreetly to report violence or ask questions. One of the volunteers who answers those calls is Sangeeta Dongre. She describes a harrowing call from a neighbor whose husband had broken a mirror over her head. We took her to the hospital. She was bleeding a lot, but she still wouldn't press charges against him, she says. Getting women to report domestic violence is difficult, especially in a patriarchal society. Getting them to report marital rape is even harder. So even if India makes a big legal change in the coming weeks and criminalizes marital rape, a cultural change could take some time. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.